Blog Talk Radio.
Power. I need I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
You are all that matters. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We glorify your name. Your name is worthy of praises. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We thank you for all that you've done, all that you are doing, and all that you will do. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We worship you. Hallelujah. We adore you. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, your kindness, your goodness, your love, your mercy. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Mercy, Lord. Forgive us of the things that we have done that is not, that does not glorify or magnify your name. That have mercy upon us, O God. We truly repent, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, O God, to walk in your ways and do your will. Help us, O God. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Father God, take over our weaknesses. Release it to you, O Lord. Have your way in our lives. We surrender our lives completely and totally to you. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. We praise you. We thank you. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus speak. Thank you, oh God, for the precious blood. Thank you, oh God, for the redeeming blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, the blood. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we soak our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren, our spouses. In the name of Jesus, we soak them in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns our lives, we soak in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the blood protect us, heal us, deliver us, restore us. Set us free. Let the blood of Jesus make us whole. The blood of Jesus. This morning, Lord, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit. We pray that you will move in our midst, move in our lives, move in this service. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, move in our hearts, move in our minds, move in our thoughts. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. We surrender to you. Father, this morning we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, minister to us, O God, guide and protect us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for fresh anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, a refreshing in your anointing, oh God. A refreshing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and you are our redeemer. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We adore you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to each and every one of you. Hallelujah. We bless God for you. I am Apostle Marco Boroboyu from I Am That I Am. Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. Yesterday we were talking about the year. Hallelujah. We'll go back to the book of Isaiah because I want to give you some pointers. I said I will continue it this today, and I just want to give you some pointers. Hallelujah. And then in the name of Jesus, as the Holy Spirit gives it to me, in Jesus' name. Father, as I bring your word, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus. And none of me. Let your word come forth in the power of the anointing of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I decrease and you increase. Take over. In Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. And then we went to Matthew 9:17. Yesterday, Matthew 9:17. Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break, the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we bless God for his word, and I want to let's go over it. I told you about reviewing our year, looking at the things that we have done through the year, individually, personally, hallelujah, amen, in the name of Jesus. Looking at the year, I'm not talking about looking at it from a media perspective, looking at it from your perspective, from the Spirit of God perspective, from taking a review. It's always good for us to take a review. I went over that yesterday. The reason God is taking us into the new, and he said to us, remember not ye the former things, neither the things of old. What is he speaking about? Remember not. You cannot take your past, hallelujah, into the new, amen. So what I was saying, I'm talking about unforgiveness, bitterness, some of the bad habits, hallelujah. Oh, thank you for your presence. I just saw an angel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Oh, Father, I worship you. I praise you, Lord. I glorify your name. You are worthy, oh God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is not by might or power, but by your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you're right here as I bring this word forth, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the manifestation of your presence. Thank you for the holy angels, oh God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, ministering, refreshing, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. And so, Lord, I praise you and I worship you and I glorify your name. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That you are faithful, you are kind. Your word says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll be with you to the end. Ah, you said, Lord, I am with you always. Thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of your presence in the name of Jesus. So I thank the Lord this morning, hallelujah, for the holy angels, hallelujah. I just saw one standing, hallelujah, in a split second, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Just bear with me as we praise and worship him, oh God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we worship you. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Every day you meet us. Hallelujah. And we bless you, oh God. You've never left us. We praise you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God, in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. 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 In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I love to see when the angels flash themselves to you. Hallelujah. I saw the flashes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go into the word and say hallelujah. God said, I'm going to do a new thing. You cannot carry the old into the new. You cannot put new wine into old wineskin. It will burst. We have some habits, negativity, things that we cannot carry because we will get the same results every year. Every year it will be the same. Hallelujah. But apostle, it's hard for me. And it's hard for all of us, every one of us, because we all have weaknesses. But the thing we need to do is to just release it to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And when we release it, and say, Lord, I hate this thing about me, these negative influences or the weaknesses, whatever it is, and I release it onto you. And then every step of the way, he will help us. I know it from the bottom of my heart. Hallelujah, because every day it will get better. Some of our weaknesses is we don't know how to talk to people. We talk to people any kind of way. We disrespect young, old, middle, everything. We have a nasty attitude. And so we can't keep taking the nasty attitude into the new year. And then we get the same results. Hallelujah. The way we talk to people, the way we treat people, those are something negative. You don't want to take that because God will not be able to do that new thing. And if he releases that new wine into old wineskin, what happens? It bursts and it is ruined. Amen. In the name of Jesus. We have to be very careful, take that to heart. If we keep doing the same thing and we keep getting the same results, oh, Holy Spirit, thank you. We have to change and we have to get a divine plan, a master plan from who? From the Master himself, the Almighty God, the Holy Spirit. When Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless. He will send us Holy Spirit who will lead us and guide us. Because you don't want to be filled with anxiety. Yes, we get filled with anxiety when we can't pay bills, when we can't do this and this and that. Oh, no. Oh, it will happen, yeah. But if we organize ourselves in a better way, you don't have to worry about those things. That's why I said we have to take a look at our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And this is the small things that we overlooked that will spoil, have us with the same results every year. Yes, we can fast and we can pray. But sometimes you need to fast and pray for, so we can use our own hands to destroy ourselves. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God wants to bless us exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or ask of. So I'm going to take you to Ecclesiastes 7:8. About the end of the thing, because we're coming to the end of the year. If you look at, this is Solomon speaking, just write this for today. This is what we're going to talk about today. The end of a matter is better than the beginning, and a patient spirit is better than a proud one. When is it the end is of the matter is better than the beginning? All the virtues of all the fruits of the Holy Spirit to get to the end of a thing is not easy. We go through different trials and tribulations, but the Bible tells us the end is better than the beginning. When 2020, the end, God is speaking, is better than the beginning. Amen. In the name of Jesus, it might not look so, but just believe in the word of God. So as we go through this, I told you about review. I gave you a one. What has 2020 taught you? What have you learned? We spoke about review your year. Now, you've done number one. What I want you to do is go to number two. Look at the positives. Also, what have you accomplished? Not just writing down your negative, but look at the positive. What have you learned? We've been home for all these months. What have we done? What has been productive? What have we learned in our quiet moments? What is your supposed to know your progress? So what is your progress? Write it down. Don't tell me you just take your time and write it down. I told you number one was, what has 2020 taught you? And I guess that's when we talk about bitterness and all that stuff yesterday. Now look at your progress. What have you done this year? Look at it. You've done something. For you to be home, you might have read more or did something more, or maybe your relationship with your husband have gotten closer, or your children. Look at the positive. What have you done? Or maybe you observe more. You had a more self-reflection. What have you done? Assess your progress. Okay, so you're going to look at your progress. Write it down, please. Assess your progress. You know what the things that you've done. Sometimes that year we've been running, we don't have time to spend with our children, we don't have time to know what is happening. So, I mean, there's so many different things on you. Hallelujah. Amen. So assess your progress, number two. Now, when you look at it, when I told you to review what we've learned, and I told you about getting rid of the negative and stuff, then the accepting your progress. The third thing, we have to repent for the negativity, negative things that we've done that have kept us back. One of the things we do, we blame God for all the negative things in our lives. And sometimes, or blame others because we do not take the responsibility. Yes, I did not do this right. We heard the Holy Spirit speaking, but we wanted to do it our way. Or we heard the Holy Spirit speaking, and because we're so full of pride and haughtiness, we wanted to do it our way. Or maybe we yelled at our kids more this year because they were in the house and you got so frustrated, or you had to spend time with a mean husband, or different things in our lives. Or you might have lost your job and you're so angry with God. Or you might not have been able to buy the things you have so many expectations. And now you're angry, you put your anger on others. I'm just giving example. Whatever it is, you can't tell me that the whole year there wasn't something that you did that hinder you, that will hinder you, that will not take you into, that you will carry on into 2021. I can think about a lot of things about myself. Amen. That's why we got to do self-reflection. And I personally do want to take those things to 2021. I wanted to, for God to forgive me of those things and let it be thrown in the sea of forgetfulness, because I don't want no baggage. You're entering 2021 with your baggage from 2020. No. You don't want to take that. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So let us repent. He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Probably repent because you didn't pray enough. You didn't spend time in the presence of the Lord. The Lord sent you assignment. On assignment, you didn't have enough faith. You walk with fear instead of boldness or courageousness. Perhaps you hurt a friend with what you said. Perhaps you have been different. Whatever it is, I don't know. But let the Holy Spirit show you. So you're allowing him to show you. Not looking at, don't blame your brother, your sister, your husband, nobody. Look at yourself. Amen. Number three, repentance. We can't move to 2021 out to repentance. Hallelujah. And so after you repent, as the Holy Spirit convict us, and we repent. I saw the angel again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Then what you consecrate. Consecration. You rededicating your life to God. You rededicating your life to God. Hallelujah. Because you, Lord, I've left that baggage of 2021. Some of us still carry baggage of 1970, 1969, 1971, 1991. Apostle, what are you talking about? Yeah, one time the Lord had to let me see that I was holding a baggage from the 70s. I didn't realize I was holding that baggage until the Lord showed me and revealed to me about it. It's sometimes we don't know until something came up, and I realized I still had a lot of resentment against my stepmother for the way she treated us. And the Lord said to me, you got to let go of that. Even though I was just 9 or 10, he said, you got to let go of that. And it came to me because I was speaking something. I was speaking to my siblings, and then I said something. And the Holy Spirit said, look what you're saying, Marco. What did you just say? I was speaking to one of my siblings, and I said something, and there was something that was deep in my memory, and it just came out, and I said it. And the Holy Spirit said, look what you just said. I was thinking baggage. My stepmother is dead. Every all the players are dead. And I'm still thinking that stuff. The Holy Spirit had to chastise me and reprimand me. Believe you, I had to go into prayers and pray to the Lord and release the Lord. Then sometimes God needs to stir some things up in our lives that we think is dormant. But when you hear the name or you hear this, you get all excited and you don't realize it. And you say, no, I've forgotten about it. Oh, no, that was long. Sometimes it's not. You still got it in. Search me, oh, Lord. And know my heart. Because we can say we can forgive. Only God sees our heart. We can smile with a person and everything else. But only God, it just takes one thing to happen. And then you will notice. And that's what happened. And the Holy Spirit literally got on my case. And later on, I spoke to my sister. My sister, I said, oh, my God, we're talking about it. Hallelujah. And I talked to my siblings. We got to let go. Remember ye not the former things, because this thing poisoning your new beginning. That's a poison that just seep over to the next year and the next year. How many years? I'm looking at, I'm 60 years old. This is something, 60 years to carry something in your heart? And if all the players are dead, I'm not saying that, you know, my mother is dead, my father is dead, their stepmother is dead, because I had it against her for breaking up my parents' marriage. So what I'm saying to you, we got to let go. Not only breaking it up, but how she treated us as kids, children. I have to let go. Hallelujah. Am I completely let go? I don't know. But every day I turn it over to the Lord. Because I don't want, I'm not thinking that. I took it for how many years? 50 years? Do you think I'm thinking that into 2021? No way. No way. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm just being frank, because sometimes we think we're so perfect. We're not. We're not. We all got flaws. But we got to allow the Holy Spirit. Oh, I've forgotten. No, sometimes we don't forget until we say we forget. We say we, you know, and we still go back to this I remember, this I remember. Let's let it go. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of these things are so deep when you're going over it. So when you let go, you consecrate, you let go of those things, you repent. And now we're consecrating ourselves into the new year, consecration. Yeah, we in December, you're enjoying the weather. I'm not the weather, the Christmas. I love Christmas, putting your decorations. But take a time, take every week, take one day to fast, to let go of some of these things and allow the Lord to speak to you. Take just one day in a week, or take two or three days and do a fast. Hallelujah, because you want to enter new wineskin. You don't want old wineskin into 2021. I do not. That's the way it hinder you. We don't know how much blessings we'll be sitting on because of all these things, of forgiveness, all these different things, and we blame God. God, you said, you prophesy, I will get this, I will get this. We can't go forward unless we let go. So pray fast if you can, and or turn it over to the Lord and believe by faith that it is done in the name of Jesus. We got three or four more to go, but I'm going to finish this tomorrow. I'll be on to finish it up. But I want you to take time to reflect on these things that I've just spoken to you about. Amen. In the name of Jesus, so that the end of the matter, it will be better than the beginning. He came to bless us exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can think or ask of. We bless the name of Jesus. Take this time, this day or whatever, to reflect and allow the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, stir me. You know, when dirt is in the bottom of the glass, sometimes you don't see it. It looks invisible, but it takes a stirring. And then you see all that stuff come to the top. So sometimes it takes storms in our lives to see that we have some unsettled issues that needs to be settled. Amen. Father, we bless you, praise you. We worship you. We thank you for your word this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that sometimes it's just so difficult, but we give it to the Holy Spirit who will lead and guide us and release those burdens from all us. It might not be like mine, 50 years. It might be just maybe a day's burden. But whatever it is, Lord, we surrender to you in the name of Jesus. Take our lives. Oh, God, transform us. Let the mind of Christ be in us in the name of Jesus. Help us in our walk. Show us. Lead us. Guide us. We surrender to you. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, I love you with the love of Christ. Thank you.
Come on, let me hear your heavenly language all over this room. Grande me cosi andara. Tonight, our prayer is that you would settle here. We have some particular places that we need you to settle. Some of us need you to settle in our hearts. Some of us need you to settle in our houses. Oh God. Oh God. This is our prayer tonight. You refine to see. me say, purify us. It's real simple, church. Say, purify.
Purify
us. Ask him to sanctify my heart.
Sanctify us.
Sing, children. Say,
sanctify us.
Hey, here we go. Oh, Lord, we need you. You say it. Come on.
Oh, Lord, we need you.
Come on.
We need to see you. We're desperate for you.
Hey.
Now let your glory fill us.
Right here. Let it fill us.